Many of you went on the women's retreat last week. Okay, good. And we did miss you, ladies. The theme was Say Yes to God, and they had a great time and had some really great things that they talked about and prayed about and thought about. And I'm just going to ask a couple of the ladies to come up right here, Juliet and Misty Ramsey. I'm going to let Misty go first, but I'm going to let them share just a little bit with you. And I'm just going to, Misty, I'm going to let you go first because I've got your name up there.
Make her get up there with me.
And I was just going to ask you girls a question, but I'll ask you first. What did you get out of the women's retreat, or what do you feel like God is doing for you personally in there? What was your... You just tell us what God has on your heart about that.
Oh, God gave me grace. God opened my eyes to so much, and has just prepared me.
Can you guys all hear? Okay. Yeah.
That's okay. You don't need to.
No, we do. Go ahead and step in there and go ahead and look at them. I'm listening to you.
God is just, he has blessed me with his grace, and did I so need it. He's opened my eyes to some struggles that I was facing, and he has just freed me of everything.
And that is a wonderful thing, and I'll tell you, we can see God doing that in your life and through your family. And it is wonderful as God starts to work in our lives. He works in more than just our circumstances. He works in our hearts. And to hear you talk about being free, and you're free in the midst of some struggles where you need God. But that assurance that God does love you, and that because you have responded to him, that he has you in his hands and he will take care of you and see you through. That's something that's hard to describe in your heart, isn't it?
It is.
But it's something that without Christ, we can't have. Is there anything else that you'd like to say? Well, that was enough. So that's good.
I had prepared like this great little testimony and got my scripture ready, and I threw it out the window. I was just going to speak from the heart. So.
That's good. That's good. And we do see your heart, and we see it through your life. And it is a wonderful thing. How many of you would say that to be free in my heart, there is nothing I would trade for that? There is nothing I would trade for that. And that sums it up. When we can say our hearts are free and clean before God, that's saying a lot. Juliet, I'll let you just kind of speak for a few moments on what you experienced or what you want to.
Well, he gave me 2 minutes, so I got my timer. He said no more than 2 minutes, so I'm expecting like the music, like the Oscars to come on. Anyway, first of all, it was a lot of fun, and there was so much great food that, you know, that was amazing. But that was not the important thing. I think the three things that I could share with you would be, first and foremost, that feeling of that sense of family. I have been in so many churches where you're kind of alone and nobody knows your name, and they may know your name, or they just may say hi. They may say hi at the mall, but they really don't know who you are. And you are supposed to be part of the body of Christ, and yet you're floundering around all alone. So the sense of family, the sense of belonging somewhere, the sense of being part of the body and being, you know, an important part of the body. Also, and I told the ladies, you know, I am in awe of them because, like, Cindy and Reba, they got it going on. They look good. And they come to church, and they look amazing. And I'm thinking, boy, I got to look like that to be able to serve somewhere because they got their act together. So I got to get my act together to serve and to say yes. And they shared with us their struggles, their lives, and it was so real. I don't have to wait till my hair is all where I need to be to actually serve. I don't have to wait for the makeup or whatever. I can serve. I can be part of the body. Just my willingness to say yes is what's important. And the sense of real lives at work. Anyway, I gotta stop.
You're done.
That was my 2 minutes, so I can't go on.
I'm just kidding. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Well, yes, I do, but you only gave me 2 minutes.
Well, I'll give you a little bit more.
Okay, sorry. But I told the ladies, I have been in so many Stepford churches where everybody looks good, and they have their J crew, and all the kids are behaving, and everybody looks great. And I'm like rushing out the door trying to get to church on time and, you know, hollering maybe at the kids and then sitting down at the pew trying to get ready for praising God at the moment. And I am not the only one going through all those struggles. You know, I am part of a group of people who are real people who have real problems, and they have shared that with me. They're very real, you know, honest people, and I really appreciate it for them to share their lives with me, because I really don't got it together. So,
well, that's okay. Let's pray. That was great, ladies. Father, we just, first off, I just want to thank you for the ladies in our church. I thank you for the men in our church, for the children in our church. And what I thank you for right now is that we see you at work and alive in their lives. And we see the power of your Holy Spirit moving and changing and growing us to be more like Christ. We see you adding faith as we walk through the struggles of life. But most importantly, we do thank you for the clean hearts that we have that allow us to actually come together in honesty with one another. We thank you, Lord, that because of your forgiveness, we have nothing to hide. We thank you that because you love us and have plans for our lives, that we're on a new journey and a new start in our lives that's positive and that's good. And we thank you that we're not alone in it. And we thank you for each person and for the part that you have for them in all of us together, becoming more like you, shining your light of love, and experiencing your great grace. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Well, ladies, thank you. Even though you took an extra 30 seconds. But that is so good, and it is so important. You know, a lot of times we just forget that the Christian life is not a life of individual. It's not an individual life. We are saved into Christ's body. Each one of us is a part of it. And we cannot be who God wanted us to be on our own. People who think that they can serve God on their own do not realize what God is calling them to. He calls us out of the world into his family as the body of Christ to express his love together through us. We're a weak vessel and we don't have it together, but we have the Spirit, and we show forgiveness, love, grace, and caring and encouragement to one another. We forgive one another as Christ forgave us, and we love and we participate in one another's lives, unlike the isolation of the world. And if you think about it, the way the Bible describes hell is this: it is complete separation from God. It is complete separation from God's family. It is complete isolation. That's the extreme. And when we live our lives in separation from God, in separation from God's purposes, in separation from God's people, in separation from, we're actually walking towards darkness. Because we come together in the light. And how many of you would admit there are times in your life that if you did not have good Christian brothers and sisters around you, with you, encouraging you, pointing you on, you might go in the wrong direction? We need one another. God intends us to be together. And those are some wonderful things. And that's what winter retreat is. That's what student life camp is. That's what women's retreat is. That's what men's retreat is. It's a time where we come together. We really accentuate that. And we let God speak through everyone, and we start to realize, wow, God is in us all, and all of us need one another, because what you said helped me. What you did helped me. I needed that hug today. I needed that phone call. I needed that text. I needed somebody to tell me they've fallen also. I needed somebody to be Christ's love and mercy and grace to me. And we all need that, and God made us for that. And sorry, Juliet, now I took a little extra time. See, you're contagious.